Hello.
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 Hi, I'm Derek with Opinion Research, a national service research firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinion and advice on issues facing the law. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Texas? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, okay. You are registered, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do we need?
Now, in which county do you currently reside in? Hidalgo?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Now, are you or anyone in your house employed by news media, market research firm, elected officials, political
campaign?
No. Okay.
No.
And you're female. Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidate have you tended to vote for most often?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning not all are interest and 10 meaning extreme interest, please tell me how interested you are in November general election for president and Congress.
Yes, a 10.
10? Okay. Now, on most issues, do you consider yourself very livable, somewhat livable, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay. Now, I would like to read you names of several people and groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you...
I'm not a politician, and I don't like to tell anybody. I just vote, and that's it.
Well, remember, your opinions count just for participating. They improve the product, and your opinions are very important.
Okay.
Now, whether you have positive or negative impression of them, if you do not recognize the name, just say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
No.
You strong positive or strong negative? No opinion or somewhat negative?
Negative is, I wouldn't vote for him, right?
Yeah, strong negative means no voting.
Strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Greg Abbott.
No.
Strong negative?
Strong negative.
Morgan Lamonti.
Who's that?
Morgan Lamonti.
Morgan Lamonti, I think it's what it is.
Yeah, Morgan Lamonti.
Uh-huh.
Are you somewhat positive, strong positive, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Yes.
Strong negative or
strong?
Strong negative?
Yes.
Okay. And Adam Ignoza?
No, I don't know who he is.
Never heard of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party?
No.
Strong negative or somewhat negative?
Strong negative.
And Dan Patrick?
No, I don't know who he is.
And Kamala Harris?
Yes.
A strong positive?
Strong.
All right, if election for President of the United States were held today and you had to make a choice, for whom of the following candidates would you vote? Oliver Chase, Libertarian, Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Green Party, Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
All right. If the election for United States Senate were held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican, or other?
Whoever's a Democrat.
Colin Allred. Allred. Okay. For which of the following candidates would you vote in the elections for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party. Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Adam Ignoza, Republican. A Democrat?
Democrat.
Now, do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve the re-election?
I don't know. As I told you, I'm not a politician.
Okay.
I don't care.
Now,
I'm just going to vote Democrat all the way. So does that make a difference?
Well, we're almost done. I'm going to just read some statement and just let me know if each one, while reading each public record news report about candidates in state Senate for each item I read, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely or somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for a candidate.
We're almost done.
All right, let me just read them out and let me see. Abortion supporter Morgan LaMantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. You much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, much less likely vote?
Much less likely vote.
Much, okay. Adam Ignoza believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. Much more, somewhat more likely, or much, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
No comment on that.
Okay. And Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote or somewhat less likely or much less likely or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Now, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Ignosia will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. Vote much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
I didn't even understand that.
I said, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Ignoza will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
No comment on that.
Okay. And Morgan LaMantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
No comment on that.
All right. And Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
No comment. I thought we were almost through.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading the statements. There's like about, let me see, there's about five more. All right. Adam Ignoza supports securing our borders to protect our families.
Mm-hmm. No comment.
Adam Ignoza had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
No comment.
Okay. And Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even thought they divided students according to race, ethnicity, and teach to some races ethnicities and superior to others.
No comment.
Okay. Adam Ignoza supports our state effort to identify mental transnational criminal organization and gangs in our communities.
No comment.
Okay. Now, Morgan LaMantia opposed school choices legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it public school, a private school, or a charter school.
No comment.
And Adam Ignosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates five businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our areas.
I don't want to answer anymore.
You don't want to answer? We're almost done, though.
No, that's what you said. I'm just going to hang up. Just do whatever you want to do.
All right, thank you.